This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shillin at the controls. Dougie out and about taking care of some business. He'll be back in just a few moments. But ladies, I thought it would be fun. We haven't had much of a chance to talk about it. The Golden Globe nominations were announced yesterday. And selfishly, this is my favorite award show of the year, I think. Of all of them, I think this is the one I pay most attention to, because this is the night of the year when the celebrities kind of come out from the world of television, from the world of film, and they all just kind of hang out, and sometimes you can watch them get a little tipsy on TV, and it's just, it's fun to see everybody together in the same room just having fun. It's not as formal and sort of stuffy as the Oscars.
Right, exactly. And it's nice to see everybody sitting at tables and interacting. And one of my favorite things at the Golden Globes is when they go to a commercial break, you can actually see the celebs table hopping, and it's always fun to see, like, oh, wow, I didn't know those two knew each other, or those two look like they're friends. Like, it's fun to kind of see it behind the scenes.
Yeah, you track them around a little bit. And it's also kind of neat because they have so many different categories. They divide their best films into comedies and to dramas. And so you get more of that star power. Plus, they honor movies that maybe would normally be skipped over by Hollywood Foreign Press with the Academy Awards. For instance, I'm looking at the nominations. If you missed them, Ryan Reynolds got a nomination for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture for Deadpool. Now, I saw Deadpool. And I thought it was a little, I mean, it's a little rough around the edges. This is pretty surprising that you see him get this Best Actor nod at the Golden Globes.
I didn't see Deadpool yet, but I heard that it's very funny. So he's in the comedy musical category, right?
Yeah, it's definitely very raw. It's a raw movie.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's very, you're right, it's very raw, but I think that's kind of the point of Deadpool, and I think that's what Deadpool fans like. But yeah, this is, I mean, when have you really seen kind of a superhero movie? I mean, the Avengers and movies like that bring in a ton of money, but you don't really think of them as award winners.
Right.
Right.
So it's very cool. But I think a lot of people think, I mean, that part was basically made for Ryan Reynolds, and so I thought he did a good job as it, so it kind of makes sense.
Definitely kind of the sly guy. All right, so the best motion picture in a drama movies for the movies of the year, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by Sea, and Moonlight. I think we need to go to the movies on those. Best motion picture musical or comedy, 20th Century Woman, Deadpool, Florence Foster Jenkins, La La Land, and Sing Street. Again, guys, I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling a little left out here. I'm actually doing better in the best motion picture animated category, where I've actually seen a few of those. Zootopia, Sing, My Life is a Zucchini, Moana, Kubo and the Two Strings are all nominated there. So have you guys seen any of those movies?
I have not. I haven't seen a movie in a movie theater since Skyfall.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
Oh yeah. That was like 4 years ago, probably. Wow. I just don't go to the movies. I mean, I'm in New York City. I like to stay at home in my apartment and have some wine, you know? I don't know. And then all the movie theaters had some bed bug issues, so.
Ew. All right, yeah, we want to skip that. All right, so on the TV side for the Golden Globes, best television series for a drama, the nominees, and again, you can see this is sort of the sign of the times. A couple of these are from Netflix, another few are from HBO. There's only one network TV show here, The Crown on Netflix, Game of Thrones on HBO, Stranger Things on Netflix, This Is Us, love that show, on NBC, and Westworld on HBO. On the comedy side for TV, Atlanta gets a nomination, Blackish, Mozart in the Jungle, Transparent, and Veep. So there you have it. The story, I think, is that the People versus O.J. Simpson continue to just rake in for the actor awards. Courtney B. Vance, who picked up one for a best performance by an actor. Sarah Paulson got one for actress. I mean, really, this has been the story of the year, that this miniseries was just completely, it was pretty amazing.
And, you know, it's interesting. I'm just looking through the on the television side. This is the first time that there's no Modern Family.
No Modern Family. You know, it's kind of taken a hit, though. I watch that show pretty regularly, and there's something a little off this season, I think. Or maybe it's just sort of falling out of fashion. I mean, a lot of these comedy series that have been nominated are not on traditional television. I mean, you have A Nod Given to Black-ish on ABC, but aside from that, everything is on Amazon, FX, or HBO. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's incredible. Network TV has a long way to go now to catch up to the nominations of all of the cable, you know, and streaming services. And it's so weird that it used to be the exact opposite, where it would be like, you know, if
cable
HBO
would,
got
like
it.
The redheaded stepchild, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, like you have networks like FX always has some great stuff. And it's weird, though, you know, now if major networks, if they have something that's nominated, they're going up against everybody else that it was always just the reverse.
Yeah,
you know, back in the day, I mean, I remember being younger and watching something, and the first time HBO got nominated, everyone was like, what? Someone got nominated from HBO, and now they
kind
rule.
Of the jump.
Yeah, now you don't see an award show, at least for TV, where Game of Thrones isn't nominated for, like, mm-hmm. 50% of the categories.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I've never seen Veep, but she is so consistent, and she is nominated every single season for that show.
Yeah, this one, you're right. I don't watch it either, but it seems to be really critically acclaimed. So, I don't know. She's doing pretty well. Okay, so a story that kind of is related to the Golden Globe nominations. We all know Tom Ford, right? The fashion designer, also now director. Mm. Well, the Golden Globe announcements have certainly shined fortune's favor on him. The director and fashion designer's second feature film, Nocturnal Animals, was nominated for a handful of Golden Globes yesterday morning. He got a Best Supporting Actor nominee, Best Screenplay, Best Director. The Hollywood Reporter reported that the film's voting campaign has come under scrutiny for the swag that it sent out to members of the Academy. Two bottles of Tom Ford's signature scents, one for men and one for women, were sent. It's standard to send something eye-catching and memorable to members of the voting members of the Academy, because obviously you want to catch their attention. But the problem is the cost. There is a cap of spending of $95 per film, and together the two bottles of cologne and scent retail at about $180. So the members actually were instructed to send one of the bottles back to make
Which is
the whole
not
thing
gonna
fair.
Happen. That's
no.
never going to happen. First of all, Tom Ford fragrance, it is expensive, but it's delicious. I mean, it is amazing. So there's no way anyone is going to be returning this. Oh, can you please pay for
free
my
Christmas
postage?
Gift, right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, I'm happy for him. It's you know, the first movie he did was called A Single Man with Colin Firth, and it was and Julianne Moore, and it was the movie itself was kind of like an okay story. It was about an older gay guy set in a period piece struggling with his identity. It was so beautifully shot, though, and so stylized that people really noticed it and said, wow, okay, maybe Tom Ford has a future. The fact that this is only his second feature film is incredible that it's even gotten this much attention. I don't know who's in Nocturnal Animals. Again, I haven't seen a movie in a long time. But
it actually has some huge names. It's Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal,
yes,
Aaron Taylor Johnson, who I've seen in a few things, but it also has Isla Fisher, so I'm wondering if there's going to be something with her and Amy Adams, because I always confuse the two of them, because they look just like each other.
And Isla Fisher I follow her on Instagram and Twitter, and she posted a picture with Amy Adams saying, this is proof that Amy and I are not the same person, because we're in the picture together.
We're here all together.
Yeah.
All right. Also going on, oh gosh, you know what? Actually, here we go. You need a little something to get you through the upcoming season of The Bachelor. Well, the producers of the show have something that we think you will like to get you through that final rose ceremony. We'll tell you what it is next. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 15 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are V's, RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money, because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away.
18 minutes past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And Doug, you'll be back in just moments. And that music, and of course, this time of year, puts us in the mood for gift giving, right? And
absolutely.
It's time now not to just buy gifts for our friends and family, but for all of you out there. We are so happy to be giving away Christmas gifts throughout the season here on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. And the HP Sprocket is really cool. It's like the must-have gift of the holiday season. And today you can find it on QVC Today's Special Value. The bundle that we were giving away has been featured at $129, but it's yours, right, Victoria? Can you give us the details of the HP Sprocket? Because this is really a cool thing. I love it.
This is absolutely my favorite tech gift of the season. It's today and tomorrow. It is on HP QVC. They're doing the big special. And for $129, you get the HP Sprocket, which is a pocket-sized printer. And you get a choice between white and rose gold, which who doesn't love
rose gold?
I know. Right? Or for guys, you can have a black one with silver trim. It comes with three extra packs of zinc paper, which includes 70 sheets. That's a $30 value and a neoprene case. And so what this is, basically it hooks up as through Bluetooth to any one of your devices, and you can instantly, seamlessly print out a 2x3 picture. You can peel the back off and stick it onto something, or you can just hand out pictures at parties. Can you imagine going to an office party or a family function and, you know, everyone always says, oh, email me that picture. You don't need to do that anymore. You seamlessly print it out right from your pocket.
I love it. All right, so how can we win?
Well, next week on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, we will be giving away one of these. But if you can't wait and you know that you have people on your gift list, then go to QVC today and tomorrow, and you can buy the bundle. And next week, if you want to wait and to win one, then
take
we're going to be doing that next week. Yep,
all
take
right.
your chances next week.
Check it all out. It's all up on our Facebook page, and you can catch that there online to see the pictures. It's really, really cool. All right, The Bachelor. I think, ladies, we all love The Bachelor, right? And everybody knows when you watch The Bachelor, you need a little something-something in your hand, and my little something-something tends to be wine. Well, the producers of The Bachelor have now decided to expand the franchise into a collection of wine. There's a three-bottle line out now that consists of the Fantasy Suite, which is Cabernet Sauvignon, One-on-One, which is Chardonnay, and the final Rosé, appropriately named after Rosé wine, of course. All of these are available January 2nd.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody
love this. It's the Christmas song, Nat King Cole, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Dougie will be back in just moments. Kara chilling out the controls, and we are celebrating the holiday season. This is one of the classics, ladies. I can never turn this off when this one comes on the radio. I even have this one in my holiday music collection. This one plays on frequent rotation. There's just something that, I don't know, this one just screams traditional Christmas season to me.
It's so timeless, and his voice is just so, it's just velvet. You know, I never realized until you just said it that the name of this song is the Christmas song.
It's the Christmas song.
I never knew the name of this song.
It's perfect, though. I mean, I think the nostalgia, all of us, this song has existed, you know, for our whole lives. And so you can think back to when you were a little kid and you were putting ornaments on the tree, or, you know, your whole life you've listened to this song.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's right. You know, all the best holiday music also is written by Jewish people. So you can always hear.
Always.
Always.
If you want good Christmas music, just find some good Jewish writers.
Yep.
Perfect.
Exactly.
All right. Also going on in movie or in music news, by my time, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, who, say, not a huge fan. I think they're a little overrated. But all right. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Agreed.
Celebrating their 40th anniversary with a big tour. And country singer Chris Stapleton has been announced as the opening act for several of the dates. The Rockers will kick off the road trek on April 20th, 2017 in Oklahoma City. Now, there's something that's a little ironic about this one, right? There's a little controversy brewing between Tom Petty and Chris Stapleton. What's the story, Victoria?
Yeah, Tom Petty back in 2013, during an interview, pretty much blasted contemporary country music and called it bad rock with a fiddle, which is super not accurate and really offensive. Chris Stapleton, who was not really known in 2013, he responded in an open letter saying, "I think it's safe to say most modern country artists, including me, would list you, Tom Petty, as an influence. Your recent comments lead me to believe you see room for improvement in modern country music. I, for one, would like to see you put your money where your mouth is in a tangible way. So in the interest of making country country music less itty, your words, I suggest a collaboration. And so that was the last we ever heard of it, and now all of a sudden Chris Stapleton, who's a huge star, is opening for Tom Petty. So I guess they buried the hatchet somewhere.
That's very funny. And Chris Stapleton really has that. I mean, he's come into his own. He's
a big star now.
Huge star now. And they do have a similar style of music. So it would be interesting if they would actually, you know, fully bury the hatchet and actually collaborate together. I could get behind that.
You know, it's funny. I always considered Tom Petty to be Southern rock. I always thought he was just on the fringe of country anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that twangy voice. And then with the Traveling Wilburys, he was full on country with a lot of those guys. So it's interesting that he would be bashing country music. That's too
bad. Kind of a weird. It's a weird choice. But, you know, sometimes these people say something that gets blown out of proportion. Who knows?
Right.
Now, to talk a little bit more about this tour, Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh is slated to open most of the dates. So Chris Stapleton will be on tour for a few of them, one of them in Chicago, Milwaukee, and Summerfest there. So it'd be kind of, that's a cool tour. You've got Joe Walsh involved, Chris Stapleton, Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers. Maybe I'd give that one a chance. All right, also going on, BBC did their music awards, and Adele, Coldplay, the 1975 win top honors. Adele was the big winner at the BBC Music Awards on Monday. She won both the fan-voted Album of the Year award for 25 and the Song of the Year honor for Hello. Coldplay and the 1975 fared well, too. But Adele, I'm telling you, she's just killing it with this album.
Unstoppable, I know. She even said that, you know, she was on tour. She was not there to accept the award, but she said she's very much looking forward to going home. She's homesick.
There you go. All right. Congratulations to Adele, BBC Music Award. Big winner at 28 past the hour.
Want a grain cart load of free agronomy advice? Check out Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy. More to come on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
DuPont Pioneer offers insights and management tips online from agronomy trials across the country. Agronomy Research Manager Jeff Matasius talks about testing of phosphorus and potassium levels across 12 states. He says great yielding corn pulls nutrients out of the soil like crazy.
Since the drought of 2012, yields in general have been pretty exceptional. And I think a lot of farmers, if they've been fertilizing for like a 200 bushel crop, for example, and the yields have been 220, let's say, there's a gap there. And fertilizing for a 200 bushel crop and getting 220 bushel yields without sampling for 3 to 4 years, they're potentially missing the delta there that's happened in fertility with what the crops removed.
Learn more at pioneer.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keegan collaboration known as DJV. Doug, Jen, Victoria, get it? Boy, did we stay up late at night to figure that out? Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin, at Doug Steffen, and you can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. We're sort of zooming into the end of the year. Christmas is, what, a week from Sunday. And so with that, we think about the next year. There are all these award shows that come up. Well, the nominations come up at the end of the year, and then the shows are at the beginning of the year. We've asked our Victoria Bullis, who is a resident psychic. You can find Victoria, by the way, for appointments and all kinds of other important extraneous. Say it again, Doug. There it is, extraneous things. Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, at Victoria Bullis. You know, Victoria, one of the things that will confront much as we don't like to, and I don't know how this gets into people's minds, but Mercury will go retrograde on the 19th. And there are some early there's some early signs of it.
Oh, yeah.
Already, but it's not supposed to be as bad as the last one. But what gets into, when you blend all of this stuff together, you're a psychic.
I deal with Mercury retrograde, believe me.
Yeah.
I always have. In my early years of radio, I tried to mention it on different stations. I'd been on for a long time. So even though it was kind of unusual, I thought they might let me. And everybody would go, oh, no, that's too weird. Nobody wants to hear about that stuff.
Well, the whole thing, what do you mean? All of this stuff is weird.
Calling me, and you brought it up. You know, say, is Mercury going into retrograde again?
Well, in fact, yes, but as we go into the new year, as I said, it's sort of soft, and I just wondered how people, when it comes to this time of year, do you get more calls from people who need advice and help, or do you get less?
What is usually more.
More, yeah.
Even, yeah, people might not want to spend the money or whatever, but they know that they need some help, especially when it comes to celebrations and homes and things like that, and presents to buy. And I
family
do something
drama.
That's called psychic gift giving. Maybe we could do that next week if you wanted to have people email in. You know, I've only got $25. I've got to buy something for my dad. He's never, ever happy. Can I make it different this year? That kind of stuff. And I love doing it. And I've saved a lot of people's Christmases over the years.
By giving them good advice, obviously.
That's what Dad really would like.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a very good question. Maybe in that sense, maybe
can
we can all
play?
Ask you.
Because I'm looking for a gift for my dad. Can I play?
Go ahead, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Okay, Victoria, I'm stumped. It's the only gift I haven't finished yet. What will my dad like?
All right. What I'm getting immediately is some old piece of broadcasting equipment, such as an old microphone, the kind that, you know, that David Letterman used to have that really went back to the 1940s. Your dad's a broadcaster, right?
Now.
Yes, that's right.
So something, an antique, something he would never expect. Hopefully he's not listening right now.
He might be.
I'm sure
he probably is.
Can I find it? Where
is something
eBay,
that would harken back to the very early years of radio, not an actual radio itself, but something that he would never expect you to buy. And then say, if you want, I'll have it, if it's a microphone or something, say, I'd like to put this in a plexiglass box for you, but I just wanted to start out by giving you two for Christmas.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, he will too.
Yeah. All right. Now, Kara, do you want to take a shot? Do you know what you're getting for your parents? You got anybody that you're stumped for? And Victoria, same with you? Victoria?
No, I have actually finished my shopping this year.
All right. How about you, Victoria?
I haven't even started, so what would my dad like? Because he's difficult to buy for.
Yeah. It's not about an object with him. It's something about more time. Something unusual that he likes to do or would like to do, a hobby or something that he doesn't do because he kind of likes to punish people with the fact that he doesn't get much, and he likes to make it hard on people so that they feel like failures. Does that make any sense?
I think that you're right with he likes more of an experiential gift, like, concert tickets.
He's not expecting to be very happy. Again, he's expecting something to open up. But do something with him. I don't know, fly fishing, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something that just, you know, he would love. You do it for him.
Right,
what
right.
What does he like? What would please him?
Oh, he's an avid golfer. He golfs all the time. So.
Okay, do you play golf?
I do not. He would like me to, probably, so maybe like golf lessons together.
Why don't you give him the gift of something like 6 lessons for you?
Yeah, that's a nice
thing
for
me. Turnaround is fair play.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
Gift number one. Gift number two is I'm taking you to such and such a course. I get where the Masters play.
That
might be out of your budget. Say it's going to be later on in the year because I have to pay for it, but we're doing it.
Atlanta.
Yeah, we'll fly to Pebble Beach. Right. That'll be nice.
Exactly. All right.
I know that really well.
Let's talk a little bit about this time of year in terms of our, we're back to the feelings that people have. I was talking earlier about how we are dependent on a lot of these drugs because we're so depressed at this time of year, and we need things to be around us that lift us up, like the movie Collateral Beauty. Will Smith is starring in something that looks like it'll be an awesome movie. What does that do to bring people's spirits up when they go to movies like that, or even get good, uplifting Christmas cards, Victoria?
I really appreciate that you mentioned that because it was on my mind, too. La La Land and Collateral Beauty, we need movies like that this time of year. We don't need more downers, more sad movies. And those two are uplifting. They both are going to win awards. And if you take your family to the movies on Christmas, which a lot of people do, go see those.
Yeah, don't go see Manchester by the Sea. If you want to be uplifted, it's a good movie in many ways.
Yeah, it'll make you happy. Everything we do, as I always say, counts. Everything you think, say, and do counts. And if you make something like having fun and being uplifted during the holidays important, it's going to affect all the rest of your holiday.
Yeah, it's a good time to practice forgiveness as well. Maybe you can get some advice about that from Victoria as well. VictoriaBullis.com or at Victoria Bullis. Victoria, talk to you again next week. It's now 42 past the hour. In a matter of moments, some specifics about holiday entertaining advice. That's next here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Inside the Mayo Clinic's proton beam therapy program, doctors are using highly charged protons to attack cancer tumors.
We can actually control and dial how far they go by controlling them with magnets.
Radiation oncologist Dr. Nadia Locke says a technique called pencil beam scanning makes this work even more precise.
We can have the protons pull back, basically paint over a tumor layer by layer.
And because proton beam therapy concentrates radiation and reduces damage to surrounding healthy tissue, it's especially beneficial for treating children's cancers and intricate adult tumors.
Tumors that are very complicated in shape and wrapped around critical structures like brainstem or spinal cord.
Dr. Locke says a series of clinical trials is now underway using protons to treat breast, prostate, brain, and other cancers. Results from these investigations will help determine the next chapter in this cutting-edge cancer therapy. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,502-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, coming up about 45 after the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and Bahar Technician is with us talking about entertaining ideas. She's been somebody that's covered lifestyle and beauty, fashion things, been on this program a number of times. So I pretty much always start with you because you always have 900 different ideas. Where do we start and how do we compact your list so that we can get all in here?
Yes, thank you. Well, yeah, it's holiday season, and I think a lot of us will probably be entertaining friends and family and just enjoying, you know, good time with good people. And so, you know, when you're entertaining, I think it's always really important to provide, a variety of great drinks. And nothing says the holidays quite like great wine. So there's a company called Wine Fix, and they actually have some wonderful options. I think the key to finding a great wine is to find varietals that are really easy to drink and varietals that are really pair well with a bunch of different dishes.
So, right, I'm going to turn this over to Jennifer. She's our wine expert. She's a schmallier.
A schmallier. I know. It sounds so fancy, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right. So let's let you two at least talk about the wines, because I have no expertise here whatsoever.
Yes. Well, Jennifer, I don't know about you, but Shiraz is one of my favorites, and Peter Lehman Wines actually they're known for their Shiraz production, and they've got something called the Portrait Shiraz, which is really dense and juicy, and it actually comes from Barossa, which is Australia's premier wine region, and this is a red wine that really goes well with steaks and roast beef, a great cheddar cheese. And the price point on this is fantastic. It's $19 a bottle.
Wow. And, you know, that one thing is people get scared because, you know, a lot of our California Syrahs, which is equivalent to the Shiraz in Australia, they tend to be really earthy and they need food. But Shiraz from Australia is a really versatile wine. It goes with everything almost.
Yes, absolutely. And it's got this great color as well. I wish you could see it. Another thing that people love this time of year is like a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon and Shiraz and Merlot. And so there's something called Clancy Red. And this is about $16, and it just pairs perfectly with pasta dishes or any sort of lamb. Again, any of these wines are perfect for entertaining, but they're also a really easy host or hostess gift. It's just, something that everyone can benefit from. And if you go to winefix.com, you can find just a variety of different options to choose from.
All right, let's not get lost in wine. How about appetizers? If we're having a party, we need appetizers, we need dessert. So what do we have in that department, Baha?
That's right. I think the best tip I can give is for big holiday parties, I love to serve things buffet style, because that way guests can really help themselves. You can just kind of put mounds and mounds of food, and people can kind of circulate throughout the room. And a good way to liven up food platters is by transforming your traditional ranch dressing into a crowd-pleasing dip. Everyone loves dips for veggies and chips and pretzels, and actually more than half of consumers end up using dressing as a dip. So Lighthouse Homestyle Ranch Dressing is your go-to versatile base. You can basically mix this with anything, whether it's bacon and cheddar or jalapenos or cilantro. And, of course, you just pair these again with your favorite crackers or chips or veggies, and people are just going to go crazy for this. You'll find it in the refrigerated aisle of your produce section at your local supermarket.
All right. Now, we've made a mess. You've made a mess. Jennifer's made a mess. Victoria's made a mess. I've made a mess. How do we clean it up?
I think as far as cleanup, the best thing you can do is let your guests help you. People that come over, they want to pitch in. Your first reaction might be, no, I got this. Go enjoy yourselves. But let them pitch in and help you, because that way it can kind of become a social thing, a little bit interactive. And the more time you can spend in the kitchen and with your guests, the more fun you're going to have and the more fun your guests will have as well. So make it a group effort.
All right. So that means, Jennifer, you come to my house and clean up. That's basically Victoria.
As long as you give me some of that wine, I'll be okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'll join her in the kitchen. Better.
All right. So the host with the most, hostess with the mostest. That's the cornball saying. My father used to use that expression. Baha Tech Tashian and the ideas for entertaining that we need this time of year. I think this is the week, isn't it? For more parties traditionally than any other week. It's too close next week to Christmas. So this is the week that a lot of people are entertaining, this weekend especially. So hopefully you take Baha's her ideas to heart. 10 before the hour here.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and this lovely music means it's time to jump into movie moments with our friend Chuck Curry. And this music, Chucker, is from the movie Bargle.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep myself awake after listening to that theme music to Fargo.
It's a little rough, right?
it's a little tranquil, to say the least.
It's very tranquil. I don't know. Maybe we spend too much time in the wood chipper in Fargo. Well, I think we're playing this because it's Steve Buscemi's birthday, right?
Yeah, it's 59 years of age. Believe it or not, this guy has been around a while, and he has 142 acting credits. Mostly known for Fargo, Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs. Mainstream would be Con Air and Armageddon. Really good in those two movies. And he's been in about 10 Adam Sandler movies, including Mr. Deeds, Grown Ups 1 and 2, and about 7 or 8 others. And in terms of TV, I think the best work he's ever ever done would be HBO's Boardwalk Empire. We played the lead character, mobster Nucky Thompson. I thought he was great in that series, nominated. And I think he won an Emmy for doing it. It also was in many episodes of The Sopranos, played Tony Soprano's cousin. And he directed 4 episodes of The Sopranos, one of the best, which was titled Pine Barrens, which took place in the woods. Many fans of the original Sopranos series regard that as one of the very best episodes in that great series on HBO.
Hmm. All right. Well, now we're talking this past hour, Chucker, about the Golden Globe Award nominations, and I think the ladies and I, we all agree that the Golden Globes are our favorite award show, because you get the TV, you get the film, and everybody's kind of together. They're having a good time. It's definitely not as stuffy as the Academy Awards. So what do you make? I know you've had about 24 hours now to review the Golden Globe nominations. What did you notice about this year's pick?
Well, first off, I would point out it is easily the best and most entertaining telecast of all the award shows. They streamline it. It moves very fast. There's no boring awards like they have at the Oscars. I mean, let's be honest. Most people who turn into a telecast don't want to see 2 hours of technical awards, because they
just
don't
editing.
Know who
yeah.
these
yeah.
people are. The Globes are pretty much all the awards are interesting. The host this year is going to be Jimmy Fallon. I think he'll do a pretty good job. Best Picture, I'm going to say, I haven't seen all these movies, so it's really unfair for me to pick. I did see Moonlight. I liked it. I just didn't love it. I'm going to say it'll be between, I'm going to say Manchester by the Sea will win it, because they separate the categories into Best Drama and also Musical Comedy. I'm going to go Musical Comedy. I think that's a shoo-in. La La Land, the buzz on that movie is immense. So when it comes to Oscar time, I think the race is going to be between Manchester by the Sea and La La Land. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture. I'll go with Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, even though I haven't seen the film, just going by what I hear.
But best the buzz, right?
But yeah, best performance by an actress in a motion picture. I think it'll be between Natalie Portman for Jackie and Amy Adams for Arrival. I'll pick Natalie Portman for Jackie. I hear the buzz on that one is really, really good. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Casey Affleck. I'll go with him over Denzel Washington for Fences. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture. It's another good category. I just did that one, actually. But at best actress in a comedy or musical, I'm going to go with Emma Stone for La La Land. I think she's going to win the Oscar. I just have a gut feeling. And the truth of the matter, it really is for these. Although they all want to win anything they can get their hands on, the Globe is a nice award, but they all want the Oscar. I mean, that
right.
is the pinnacle.
Right. And this becomes a precursor. Almost for the Oscars, right? People look at this and the winners of the SAG Awards to see who's actually going to bring home the Oscar.
It's a very strong barometer, no doubt about it. Best Director, Motion Picture. Mel Gibson actually was nominated for Hacksaw Ridge, which means that the foreign press has forgiven Mel Gibson for past sins. That's good for his career. I'm a big Mel Gibson fan. I think he did a great job on Hacksaw Ridge. I don't think he'll win the Oscar, though. I actually would be surprised if he was nominated for an Oscar, because I still think the voting Academy is going to hold a grudge against some of the things he said in the past.
Mm. All right, Chuck Curry, it sounds great with his picks for this year's Golden Globes. It's coming up in January at 58 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.